Hi, Entrepreneuristas. I am so excited to finally reveal our big news that we've been waiting to share with each of you. We are launching the Entrepreneurista 100 Awards, and applications are officially open. Are you a standout founder who deserves to be recognized and honored for all of the hard work and dedication you've put into building your business? Or perhaps you know a fellow Entrepreneurista who should be nominated to be on our list? You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/100 to apply to be recognized on the Entrepreneurista 100 list. That's entrepreneurista.com/100 to apply today.
I love to connect with people. I'm a big collaborator. I don't know it all, not even a little bit of it. But I like to bring other people together with me so that together we're a great force.
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Market. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward. Hi, everyone. Today, I am here with T.H. Irwin. She is the co-founder of X Experts and the co-host of the Divorce Etc. podcast. While in the midst of divorcing their husband, T.H. and her co-founder, Jessica Klingbaum, discovered the lack of information available to women as they navigate a divorce. They did not want other women to face the same lack of information and support that they did. So they built what they wish they had in X Experts. Within the X Experts community and platform, you'll find vetted divorce professionals and divorce experience experts to help empower, educate, and support anyone going through a divorce process and beyond. TH, I am so thrilled to sit down with you and learn all about your startup journey with X Experts. And, you know, I feel like I hear this often with entrepreneuristas. We have a problem that's going on in our lives or our personal lives, and then we realize we can actually solve for this and create a business out of it. So I would love to hear a little bit about your personal experience and what led you to want to create X Experts.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. This has been an interesting journey for us as entrepreneurs, for sure. We started X Experts because we got a divorce at the same time, me and my best friend. And there was nothing out there. So we really did build everything that we would have loved and appreciated so that other people can have a different experience than we did.
Tell me a bit about the process of starting your business. You went into business, of course, with one of your best friends. Were you both working a full-time job at the same time? Tell me about the process of getting started.
So we separated 14 years ago from our husbands at the same time. They were having affairs with other women and covering for one another and traveling with them. And we each had our own careers. Jessica was in live broadcast news and TV production. And I was transitioning. I was working at Arthur Andersen, which, if any of you are my age or you read about it in college, imploded with Enron. So I was at home. I had an 8, 6, and 4-year-old, and I'm a scrappy girl. So I started an eBay business. But as we found out about what was happening in our marriages, and for me, it was my ticket to freedom, I start looking around for information and there's nothing out there. So then fast forward through our careers, my divorce took a long 4 years because when you're married to a difficult person, that's just what it is. About 7 months before COVID, we were both transitioning careers again. She now sells doTERRA essential oils. She's a rock star with that. And I had worked for USA Today producing large scale events across the country. We were transitioning. It was time. I'm like, Jessica, I'm online and there's so much crap out here that I would be a little bit afraid to get a divorce right now. And now there's identity theft and tracking and GPS and all this other stuff. We need to build something now. There is like even more of a need now than when we were struggling. So Jessica had the TV production, that type of skill set to bring to the table. And I'm marketing, promotion, creative engagement. So our skills really meshed. And the truth is, we're really good listeners for each other. We were able to support one another through our divorces and beyond. And so what the hell, let's just do it.
So once you decided to dive in and just get started, what were some of the initial challenges that you may have had when you started to build the business?
We didn't know anything. I mean, knowledge really is power with everything. So back again, I'm online. I got to tell you, there's just as much junk out there for starting a new business, starting a new podcast, brand. Everyone's got a solution for you. So kind of navigating all of that, that was hard. I was interested. We both were eager to learn. So Jessica took on the investigating the podcast side of things. And I looked into the branding and like what it takes. And you and I had spoken about like the idea of a business plan. I bought a ton of templates. I spent a ton of money that I thought was all smart. And it really wasn't. It was just an act in futility. And honestly, you know, we don't have a set plan. We have goals, but like a deck and a whole thing, we don't have, because we are organically kind of figuring out what's the right direction for us.
Well, I'm glad you found the Entrepreneurista League. So at least you have a real yes. and vetted resource to be able to help you and a community to help support you, because I can share that was the biggest thing for myself and Courtney when we first started Socialfly. We didn't really have a plan. We didn't know what we were doing when we first started. And I think that really is a theme for a lot of people when they're starting, like you. There's, you want to solve this problem and you know that you're the ones to do it and you just dive in and just start. That's what I always tell people. Just start. You'll figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
Then once you have started, okay, now you really need to drill down and figure out what is that vision? What are your goals? What does success look like to you? And I think it's just great to be able to have a community who can support you really every step of the way. And that was why we built what we did with Entrepreneurista, because that's what we needed as we were growing our business.
Yeah. So it sounds like the same type of path for both of us, because I could have saved a good chunk of money had I found you 2 years ago to really hold our hands and direct us and stay away from like the shiny objects.
They're all learning lessons, right? So you have to start somewhere. What are some of, I would say, like the mistakes you made early on? Because, you know, we want to share these so we can help other people not make those same mistakes. That's why we created this platform and this podcast. So I know you mentioned seeing different shiny things online that looked great, but didn't really deliver results. What were some of those things that weren't so great? And maybe some of the things that you have invested in that have been helpful for you.
So one of the big things as one of our goals is to build community. You know, you're not alone when you're going through a divorce. It could be very lonely, shameful, a million things. And as happy as I was to be out of my divorce, the actual process is super overwhelming. So I decided that we needed an app. We needed an app that was all about community, and that would be a great solution for us. We really did stay away from Facebook groups, particularly around divorce, mm-hmm. because they're very toxic. And I knew that we would not be able to dedicate the time to manage that, to keep it really clean. Our mission is to move forward, thrive, feel it, deal with it, but still move forward. And I feel like if you're in those groups, you're going to be stuck. Because people are feeding you the bad stuff and not the good stuff. So the app, have to have an app, went through the whole thing. And it was definitely my push. So I felt badly because we spent a few $1,000s on it. And then I said, this is no different than a Facebook group. We still have to manage this. And where do we want people to go? I mean, we wanted them to go to our website and to our podcast. And now you have to go to an app that you have to download. It's another place. And so it just didn't fit in the pecking order for priorities. So that was kind of a bummer. Another thing is legal. We used one of those legal counsel groups, you know, where they kind of assign you with a lawyer to make terms and conditions and privacy policy. And I knew about that from my career in events. I needed, you know, indemnification. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial planner. We are just two divorce mentor, mom, women, friends who have lived it and get it. So really navigating who to hire to do legal. The cheapest is not always the best as far as that goes. And we actually I was just on one of the events that you guys did about the scary things that you need to look out for in your business. Yes. And she was great. And I've since like updated a few things that we have online. So making sure that our legal stuff was together, shiny objects, the app for sure. And then also, you know, we think that everybody had a solution for us. This is the answer. That's the answer. This is the way to go. Really taking the time to learn about it, maybe get a competitor's evaluation. Like everyone wants to do a podcast audit for us for free, which is great. And then you're going to go spend a ton of money. But what is an audit? Like, what are you really looking for? And what are you going to teach me? So now we know the questions to ask. So I would say list all of your questions. No question's a bad question. We say that in divorce too, by the way. There are never any bad questions. Just get your answers and see how you feel about it and talk about it. So a plus for us is that we have each other. So it's not in my own head being like, oh yeah, TH, that's a great idea. Yeah, TH, that's awesome. You're the best. You know, you're going to lead us to the end. And that's not a good idea. So we have automatic collaboration for the two of us, which I also encourage you to talk to somebody who knows better than you.
Absolutely. I love all of those tips and definitely agree with you on the legal, especially when you're starting a business. You want to set yourself up properly from the beginning. So investing in a great business attorney, a great accountant, all of the things that like you really just don't want to spend money on because you don't like see the return right away, but you will feel it if something bad happens. So definitely love that you shared that. Are there any specific business tools or solutions that you've been using in your business that have really helped you?
Yes. So we started building an email list about 6 months ago, and I don't even remember what we used first, but I didn't like it. And then I heard about Flowdesk, which I love. I just love the presentation of it. It doesn't look like I'm reading an article in a newspaper. It looks like a friendly note that somebody's sending to me. So I really do like Flowdesk. It doesn't cost a lot of money. There's a lot of versatility with images, videos you can embed. We have our events in there, all of it. So you can definitely play around with it. It's pretty user-friendly. We also started doing events, and for virtual, we didn't want to do Zoom. We really need to be very careful about privacy of people who join our events, and we want them to come and learn. And if they're not in a position to be seen and heard, we have to make that a top priority. So we use AirMeet, which is the only platform I found that's as close to an in-person type of flow of an event of any of the platforms. So I really love it. All of the replays live there. All of the tickets are sold through there. So again, I'm not taking you to Eventbrite and then my website. Mm-hmm. It's a one-stop shop for everything. So I really like both of those. I have not come up with a good lighting solution. So if anybody has like the best way to set up lights in a small space, I would love to hear that. Right now I'm sitting in front of a window in my house, which I know is ideal, but I'm having trouble replicating that in a small room. Right, I would say those are honestly our two best tools. And I would say, be careful. Back to your other question, just made me think about it. We had a web designer and he got to a point where he couldn't do anymore, but he didn't tell us he couldn't do anymore. And he's like, all right, I'm done here. And we were supposed to launch in like 3 weeks. So we basically had to start again with another one. And that was a tremendous investment for us. So just be very, very careful with who you use. Get a lot of great referrals if you're starting a website. That's cost us quite a bit of money, but now we're in a good place with these really great people who are very responsive, great customer service on AirMeet and with this group that we're working with.
Great tools, great tips, great advice about vetting different providers and asking for references and talking to those references as well. Because again, a lot of these tips that you're sharing can save people and entrepreneurs a lot of time and definitely a lot of money. And when you're starting a business, our time is absolutely everything. There is limited hours in a day. There's only so much we can accomplish in one day. And to be able to do it effectively, efficiently, and make sure we're surrounded with the right business tools and service providers is definitely key. So thank you for sharing that. Hi, Entrepreneuristas, Stephanie here. Are payment processing costs sinking your business? Could your business be overpaying on each one of those transactions? It is time to stop letting an outdated payment system hold your business back. PaySafe connects small business owners with modern, customized plans and solutions designed to save you time and money, because nothing is more important when running your business. From customized plans to the latest equipment, find out what the future could look like for your business when you start saving with PaySafe Small Business. To learn more, visit paysafe.com/ENTPOD. That's paysafe.com/ENTPOD to learn how PaySafe can help you grow your business. TH, can you share today what your specific business model is? Is it community? Is it paying for events? How does it work?
We first spent a year and a half building content, building resources, making connections with amazing ex-experts that you wouldn't even know about, and serving it all to you on a silver platter. So that was our first initiative, which we've done, and we started our Divorce Etc. podcast. So all of that is free. Now we need to monetize. And with the feedback that we've gotten from people, people are asking if we do private sessions. Like, can I just talk to you? Had a really bad weekend and I'm feeling stuck and I don't really want to go and talk to my friends about it again. I don't want that to be the theme of our like girls night out. Like, what is she going through now with her divorce? So we started doing private sessions with people. Some people resonate more with me. Some resonate more with Jessica. And some want both of us because they like the different perspectives on things. We had very different divorces. We do have different perspectives on many things, but still we are as close as can be. So our plan is to really continue to grow that. I mean, you can't scale it that much. We're only two people. Our events are once a month, and that is where we literally get the best experts around a topic. And there are three of them. It's an hour and a half, and it's Q&A. It's kind of like Entreprenista. You know, I wouldn't have had access to that lawyer. I wouldn't have access to you guys without office hours. Well, if you're having issues and or you're, so our last topic was to date or not to date. That's the question. So we had the top dating experts across the country at our event, and you can just ask them. And you know what? You don't really have to date. Even after your divorce, maybe you just want to do your own thing. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's just chirping from other people. Oh, you know, are you dating? Do you want to date? You want to like outside pressure. But also, how do I pay for my divorce? What kind of divorce is right for me? These are all really impactful, transitional questions that people deal with when going through the process. So our open house events are once a month, and they are going to address really important topics around thinking about it, going through it. And guess what? When you're done, that's when your real work starts. You don't have a hired team anymore. Now you're going to pick up your big girl pants and you're going to go and you're going to get a job, or you're going to start walking every day. You're going to do something, and we totally have your back and will support you to move forward. So our plan is to keep the events going, continue to do the private sessions, and then we have a bigger plan, which will be scalable probably for middle of next year, which I can tell you about middle of next year.
Amazing. Well, I have some monetization ideas for you too. So we could definitely offline on that for sure, or come to my office hours and we'll chat about that.
I think I am signed up for your office hours.
Okay, good, good. What would you say you're most proud of to date that you've accomplished with your business?
Our Divorce Etc. podcast has close to 100,000 plays in about 2 years.
Wow.
We average about 1,300 plays per episode at this point. And I remember our very first one, we're like, oh my God, 100 people listened to us. Like, they cared and they found us and they reviewed us. Like, I would have been, we were out for one. Give me one person that's going to say that we're making a difference for them. So that's our biggest community right now, is really through our podcast. And like, holy moly, like that's yay for us, you know? And then people reaching out to us. But I think that the matrix to follow in terms of something solid really is the podcast. I think otherwise, we get DMs all day long. Instagram lives we do regularly, and we're making a difference. And we are a mission-based business, but we are a business.
Yes.
But the mission is being filled, and Like now we have somebody, I have a new client in Ireland and two in Switzerland. That's awesome.
It's amazing. You started with this problem and pain and had this idea and you put it out into the world and you just started, which I always say, and you took one step at a time. And now look at the impact that you are making and having. It's truly incredible. And just always remember to take a step back and take a moment just to celebrate, because sometimes we're just so go, go, go. We forget to do that and give ourselves, you know, the congratulations that we deserve to for making it this far in business.
Totally. And don't be afraid to look at the numbers, even the Google Analytics and stuff like that. All it's going to do is help you improve. Our website doesn't get as many hits as I would like it to, but our newsletter has a 64% open rate.
That's amazing.
Okay.
You're providing valuable content. Amazing. Well, I would love to give you the opportunity, if you have any questions for me, if there is any way that I can be helpful in your business, the table is all yours.
So one of the big things is working with my best friend. And that was a scary thing to pursue because we have 30 years of friendship. We've been through all of these personal life-altering experiences. And now we're going to go into business together in our 50s. Like, is this a good idea? So you and Courtney are super close and in business together. I know that for us, we've always been good listeners for each other. And that's definitely what's gotten us where we are now. What do you think are some of the best skills you each have in order to be able to be successful in business together, aside from being friends outside?
The first thing I will share is that it's very important that you are both vision and mission aligned with what you want this business to be and what you ultimately want from the business. I can share that with Courtney and myself, we are so aligned and we have so much trust in each other. We know that everything we do, every decision that we make, we have complete trust in each other because we know ultimately what we both want for all of our businesses because we've had those conversations. The other thing I'll share with you is make sure that you can be great communicators with each other and that you're not scared to have conversations, especially difficult conversations, because a business, as you know, it is actually like another marriage and you are spending all of your time with that person and there's legal contracts involved. It is very similar to a marriage, I would say. And, you know, back when Courtney and I had our office in New York and we were going into the office together in person every day, like I was physically spending more time with Courtney than my husband because we were together so much during the day and on the phone than when we would leave the office. So be sure that you trust each other with absolutely everything. You know exactly what your vision and mission is and ultimately what you both want out of the business, and that you can communicate with each other even when times can feel really tough or if a conversation seems uncomfortable. Something that I would share with you is if you do need to have a difficult conversation, think about what you want the outcome of that conversation to be before even having that conversation. So you can feel prepared for that conversation. And maybe you even say to, you know, Jessica, hey, Jess, I'd love to have a conversation about XYZ. Can we set up a time to talk about this tonight, tomorrow? Like give a specific date so she's not caught off guard and she's ready to have that conversation with you.
That's great. I mean, I think that we have good communication. I think really setting a time, because other times we're working from 1 to 3 this day, 4 to 7 that day, and then we're just working. There's no opportunity to talk about it. Like we're not going to work and we're going to talk, or we're not going to talk and we're going to work. And so I like the idea of scheduling a time for sure.
If you set specific times each week that you're having check-ins with each other, I'm assuming, are you guys working in person together? You're working, you know, remotely, right?
She lives in Manhattan. I live in Northern New Jersey. We do try to get together 3 times a month. So that we can do a bunch of recordings together and stuff like that. But otherwise, we have our hours every day. I don't even know what's going on in her personal life because all we do is talk about work.
I feel like that's what happened to Courtney and me. We were best friends as like friends first and spent all of our like fun time together. But then when we became business partners, everything was about business. Of course, like we're friends too, but our conversations are pretty much always always about business. And it's funny because if there's personal things going on during the day and we start talking about things personally, it's like, wait, we have to get back to business. So
right,
I'm with you.
Right. I feel like we need to like carve out time just to be friends. Like,
totally.
I don't even know what's going on with our dating life. What is going on? Like, who are you dating? Where are you? What's happening? You
schedule it in the calendar. I live and die by my Google Calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. So also, what was your biggest mistake?
I mean, look, all of us were so naive when we're first starting businesses. We don't know what we don't know. One of the first things that we did when we started Socialfly, the name of our business was actually called Collective Media. We did not know anything about searching for trademarks or making sure names were available. We just dove right in and came up with a name. And very quickly, we got a cease and desist letter from a company called The Collective. And here, Courtney and I are in our early 20s. We just quit our corporate jobs, didn't really have much money. We're just banking on being able to grow this business. And we get this letter from an attorney and we're like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? Are we going to go to jail? Like, we had no idea. And quickly after being connected to a business attorney who was a mutual friend and a referral that we were connected to, he said to us, look, you know, you're probably better off changing the name. You can fight this, but it's just not going to be worth your time or effort. So we took a few months and we had some time they gave us to change the name and we landed on Socialfly. And the learning lesson there, there's two learning lessons. One, always check trademarks before you get set on a name and hire a business attorney to check all of that for you. And two, sometimes when things don't go according to plan, it's okay because something better can happen. And definitely I would say the name Socialfly is better than Collective Media.
Yeah, I agree. Our podcast was originally X-Experts. And then I'm looking around and we're talking about SEO and I'm like, no one is Googling X-Experts, divorce, et cetera. It's like so clear what it is, but it took a little time because we were so proud about the name and the brand and the colors and whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Is there anyone that's in our Entrepreneurista League community that you're looking to get connected to that I can make an intro to?
I don't know a person by name, but this person I'm sure exists. I really want to have a clear strategy. I don't want to just focus on the podcast. I don't want to just focus on the events. I want to see how it all comes together and what the ultimate strategy is. I do have an end game. My end game is, holy crap, I think I'm getting a divorce. My best friend's really unhappily married. My parents are in a bad spot. You have to go to X-Experts. That's what I want. I want to be synonymous with any touch point of divorce, someone at work, whatever. You have to go to X-Experts. They're going to help you get your shit together. That's the ultimate goal. But I feel like we've been a little over here, a little over there. I want someone to really help us strategize. I don't want to spend on influencers anymore. I don't want a podcast audit. I want a clear plan. And I feel like now we're ready for it. We have better vision. We've built stuff. Now I have so many assets and resources that I know I can repurpose. I don't have to reinvent anything anymore. So that's really what I want. Someone to help with a clear strategy, challenge us so that we have a long-term plan to get to the outcome that I want.
I love that you know exactly the area of where you need help and you need someone to help put together that roadmap for you so you can just go. Have you connected to Carlin Bushman, who's in the Entrepreneurista League?
Mm-mm.
I would definitely recommend connecting with Carlin. I can also make an email intro for you. She was just on an episode of the podcast as well. It started since Lettuce, so you can listen to that as well. But that's what yes. She specializes in is helping business owners put together these strategies and really building out a plan and a financial model too, to really put you on the right path to get there. And she is really great at operations as well. So
great.
Highly recommend connecting with Carlin. And I can definitely make that intro for you after we finish recording today.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you looking forward to in the next year?
I mean, we have done so much in 2 years. I'm assuming this is business related.
Oh, yeah.
We have done so much that I'm not even sure I would have known that we were going to do back then. I have a quote in my gym and it says, the plan might change, but you'll still get to the same goal. And so that's kind of what I'm hoping for. I love to connect with people. I'm a big collaborator. I don't know it all, not even a little bit of it. but I like to bring other people together with me so that together we're a great force. So in the next year, I'd love to see us really leveraging our experts more, really connecting with people, maybe even person events from city to city. We went to a woman's event in April. We were speaking and someone drove an hour and a half to meet us. That was also a big win.
That's awesome.
So we had like a super fan. So I would love to keep growing that. And the really big thing, which was another question for you, is we need to get the word out. I don't know how else to do it. So that's another big thing, like really getting the word out. Like, how did you get the word out that you guys were starting this?
Asking people to share, like actually asking them to share. Share, if we've helped you, share X experts with someone who you think would be able to use us as a resource. And don't be afraid to ask. With our Entrepreneurista League community, we share with our members, you know, share Entrepreneurista League with another founder friend who you think could benefit from being part of our community. Because I've always learned in business, if you don't ask, you're not going to get. So ask people to share. And I do find that when people actually do find value, they organically want to share anyways. You can think about potentially setting up a referral program or opportunity. So for your members, when they share with others, for example, let's say your membership, I'm making up numbers right now, is $300 a year. If a member shares with someone else who they think could benefit and they join, you can give them $50 for that referral. And I think, especially probably when people are going through a divorce, any extra money is helpful and they might know of other course. People as well. So potentially setting up a referral or affiliate program could be very beneficial.
So that's like another thing. That's why I need a strategy person, because we have all our experts with affiliate programs. Like, do I really want to dig into this right now?
Affiliate is huge. We're actually vetting another platform right now because we have a platform we use for Entrepreneurista League that it's okay, but there's other platforms out there that we're learning are a lot better. So we're actually vetting other platforms and software right now. So definitely reach out to me in like another 2 weeks. Yes, we're doing all the vetting and analysis. We'll give you our take. But I can tell you, you know, if your community, if they're organically sharing, give them that incentive to keep sharing as well.
Okay.
Well, TH, I know we could sit and chat for hours and definitely come to my office hours. We could chat more. I do have some more ideas that I'm happy to share with you, and I will make that intro to Carlin as well. But I would love to ask you, where can everyone find you, follow you? And for our members or listeners that are either going through a divorce currently or know someone that is, what's the best way for them to find your platform and join?
So the place to start is really our website. It's XExperts, EXEXPERTS.com. You can get to our Divorce Etc. podcast from there, but you can also find Divorce Etc. on all podcast platforms. All of our social media is also at XExperts. We're on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. That's probably it. And I would suggest that when you go to our website to sign up for our newsletter, because we tell you about upcoming events, we give you a personal note from each of us that we tell you what's going on, but you can get our coaching sessions, everything from the website. So I would start there.
Amazing. Thank you, TH, for being here. I'm Stephanie, and always remember to put your best heel forward.
You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.
Have you been wondering, what the heck is Web3 and how will this impact my business? Well, we were too, which is why we are so excited to announce our newest show on the Entrepreneurista Podcast Network, Web3 with MCG. On Web3 with MCG, host Michelle Cordero Grant breaks down this new wild world by covering the essentials and making it all approachable and creating a space for listeners to get involved. Learn alongside Michelle as she explores the next generation of the internet and all of the opportunities it offers for each of you. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts or head over to entrepreneurista.com/Web3 with MCG and join our Web3 community over on Instagram at Web3 with MCG.